Sometimes you're happy and sometimes you're sad, but the world goes round. And sometimes you lose every nickel you've had, but the world goes round. Sometimes your dreams get broken to pieces, but that doesn't alter a thing. Take it from me, there's still gonna be a summer, a winter, a fall, and a spring. And sometimes a friend starts treating you bad, but the world goes around. And sometimes your heart breaks with a deafening sound. Somebody loses and somebody wins, and one day it's kicks, then it's kicks in the shins, but the planet spins and the world. Summer, a winter, a spring, and a fall. And sometimes a friend starts treating you bad, but the world goes around. And sometimes your heart breaks with a
I'm Henry McNulty. This is From the Studio. I'm here today with folks from Theater on the Verge, presenting their first concert, The Art of the Possible, Songs for a Marginally Less Terrible World. I'm joined here in the studio by director Troy Nickerson and producer Chris Jensen. Welcome to the two of you.
Thank you.
So that's a very evocative title. Tell me a bit about what prompted this concert.
Right. So, and we came to the title over time because at first we were thinking, I mean, this phrase, the art of the possible, is a sort of a famous definition of politics. And we were thinking of this, I think, initially as sort of a response in song to some of what's going on in the world. And we're thinking of it more of an evening of songs of protest and songs of hope. But we sort of moved away from that into more of just a sense of like, let's just make an evening of lovely music. And yes, some songs of hope and songs about love and songs about connection, but to not hew so closely to that theme because we felt we didn't want to be lecturing people. And so we just decided, and this title, Songs for a Marginally Less Terrible World, you know, we thought about Songs for a Better World or something like that, and it just seemed like that was maybe overselling what we are capable of doing. But we're hoping that just, you know, for one evening, for a few hours, people might feel marginally less terrible. That's our goal here. It's a modest goal, and we're hoping people find the title a little bit funny too.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Troy, what inspired you in putting this together?
Well, when we kind of had the conversation about doing it, the first thing that kind of came to my mind is a period of time in theater that I remember fondly when we did this type of thing more often. And Civic did a concert with Voices not too long ago that I really enjoyed. But for me, it was like I just wanted to get a group of people together that I care about. Some that we haven't heard in a long time, some that we haven't heard enough of, and get them together and have just a really cool, beautiful night of music. And it's been just that. It's been healing in a lot of ways, and it's been fun. And so I hope that's what the audience gets from these people. There's already relationships in between them, and there's a real warmth and a real community sense about the show. There's just been a lot of division, even in the theater community lately. There's been a lot of goings on. So it felt like I needed to do something that felt good, you know, and felt united and have good people and friends around.
And I think just, you know, last week at our first full run through, I sat there just listening and taking it all in. I don't think I realized how much I needed personally just to sit in a room and listen to good people singing good music. That's just there to make us feel a little bit more connected, I think. Yeah, that's really what this is about.
And then on top of it, I have Carol Miyamoto back, who I, once upon a time, I musical directed almost everything I did at Civic, and musical directed when I started Spokane Theatrical Group. She took a big hiatus with her husband. They're doing a lot of dog shows and that thing, kind of thing. So when we decided this, she was the first person I thought of, and she happened to be free. So it's super cool having her back.
Well, it's amazing. This show is coming up at the Listening Room at Hamilton Studio, which is kind of your go-to venue for theater on the Verge.
Yes, fourth show.
They're known more as a live music venue. So this is us kind of fitting more into what, you know, they were doing before we came along. We were the first theater company to move in there. So, yeah.
So a mix of the two.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
This is happening July 23rd through 25th. I've been joined here by director Troy Nickerson and producer Chris Jensen. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Henry McNulty. Thank you both so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thanks, Henry.
Is all but shattered. your faith is all but guilt. You can give up bitter and battered, or you can slowly start to build a beautiful city. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. We can build a beautiful city, not a city of angels, but finally a city of men. A city of men. City.